All right, and welcome back from the break, everyone. I'm continuing on with my third hour of my show here on Revolution Radio. I want to go ahead and say again, please go hit that donate button. We are listener supported. We have just 7 days left, I think, till the end of the month, or six, or somewhere in there. We need to make a certain amount every time. So, my third hour here, I have a very special guest up on. First, I'll introduce him. His name is David Mauser. I think I'm pronouncing that right. Am I David?
I think you did a good job, Stephen. That's okay. It's Mouse with an R. David Mauser's good.
Mauser, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know much about David. I just met him yesterday, but he seems to be an interesting fellow. I want to go ahead and ask David maybe to explain David better than I can read it on a biography.
Well, I can give you a little bit of my background. Maybe that's a good place to start.
Certainly.
I live on the East Coast. I'm 70 years old. I'm supposed to be retired. I'm not, but I've got a couple of grandchildren, three of them to be exact, that keep me busy. I was a publisher for about 25 years. And prior to that, I lived in the Midwest. So I built homes for about 20 and somehow made it down to South Carolina and live on a little island here off the coast. It's nice place, except in the summertime when it gets really, really, really muggy.
Oh, it does.
My background is basically, I guess you would call real estate for 20 years and publishing magazines and books. I was fortunate enough to write the Cliff Notes to Harry Potter, which was sort of fun. I did the first four books, and Joanne Rowling and Harry Potter paid me well. It was an exciting facet of my life. I basically was publishing magazines, books, tourist magazines, and it's been a great run for me. I don't know how I got to where I am today, but I
hard work
on your show, and I think we're going to talk about erysitol, which is a product that came out of the cannabis marijuana industry, which is fascinating to me.
Yeah, it kind of fascinates me a little bit also because a lot of these new companies that are coming out with cannabis-based materials are seem to be carrying a lot of things, and a lot of them aren't getting FDA approved. How in the world did you happen to get FDA approved, David?
Well, you're opening up a big story here. I think for all the listeners on a Sunday afternoon, the fun topic would be to tell you a story. One of my favorites in life was Ben Franklin. He always made things interesting because he was an interesting fellow. We all know that he basically had something to do with a kite and a key. And a lot of people may remember he went over to Europe, was in the French court, and helped finance our revolution. But Ben Franklin had a unique, very, very unique part of his business career. He was able to tell a story. And so I'd like to tell you a story today about marijuana and CBD and cannabis and how I ended up manufacturing. I'm proud to say the first dietary supplement made with CBD, cannabidiol or cannabidol, depending upon what you'd like to call it. And the story began with my son. I have grandchildren in Denver. I'm a grandpa. I flew out there to see them, and here my son is all involved with medical marijuana. And I found that fascinating because as we all know, we have 20 states now, I believe that's correct, that are all tidied up and able to dispense this product. Well, I have to tell you that in growing up, I certainly tried everything and had a good time. But as I grew older, I gave way to leaving that behind. And my son got me involved in his business. He started with a small 400 or 500 square foot grow. He got a license, joined the medical community out there. And today I'm quite proud of him. He's got an 18,000 square foot warehouse, and he, Mahatma is quite an industry for him. And he's helped with the state legislature. He's helped with the laws. And he got me involved in it because all of a sudden I was flying out the seam. And in doing so, I came across a CNN story with a little Charlotte Figge. Charlotte was a little girl about 5 years old, and Charlotte's having about,
Hey, David. Something's going on here. I don't know what's going on here, David. Okay. Something must have happened there. Go ahead and continue.
Should I call you in? Can I do live video? I'm just learning how to do this.
You can if you want.
I'll do a video call here. I don't know how exactly Skype works, but if you'll walk me through it, do you have viewers and listeners that are on Skype?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I think if I click on Stephen Roberts and a group conversation, is that how I do it?
Yes, then, you do.
Is this basically instant message, show profile? Tell me how to light this up.
No. Well, it's up to you whether you want to turn your video on. There's a little icon that looks like a camera. It probably has a X going through it right now. You just hit that camera, and your camera should come on.
Okay. Well, I'll give it a try, and we'll see if this works.
But like I said, it's...
I noticed when I called you a while ago, I was able to see myself. Is that how it works?
Probably so. Yes.
Okay. Well, I'll play around with this and try to finish the story. I noticed that the little girl was having 1,200 seizures. It was called Davitt syndrome. It's a pretty nasty epilepsy. She had approximately, if you do your math, 30 or 40 of them a day. And I was there and met the whole family and then the Stanley brothers that were basically deriving an oil called CBD, extracted from cannabis, a psychoactive plant in the hemp family. And when modern medicine failed, that reduced her seizures from 1,200 to approximately 3 or 4 a month. Can you imagine, as parents, watching your child shake and have a seizure for anywhere from up to 3 hours, which was the longest documented seizure? Can you imagine the little girl experiencing this every day and thinking it was something that was normal at 5 years old? But the unique thing was CNN came out, they filmed it, they put it on television, and I picked up on it. I thought, if there's a natural substance, can you believe, nature is still king, Stephen. And for the listeners out there, for those of you that think healthy, understand eating well and healthy foods, it's really, wellness is a lifestyle. And so as I thought about this oil that was able to do that, for you older listeners, if you'll recall, possibly Nick Nolte, I believe his name was, and Lorenzo's Oil.
Right.
Where he formulated some, can you believe, sunflower oils, when modern medicine failed, that actually provided relief to his child. And light bulbs were going on in my mind. Epilepsy is what? An inflammation of the brain. It's a byproduct. I'm not a scientist or a doctor. I can't tell you the medical. But I can tell you that I thought about arthritis. And I realized with my family and friends at my age, inflammation and pain is a serious subject. And for you listeners out there that have serious pain and you've tried a lot of products, if you could take an oil that would work similar to this, and it would take away the inflammation. Pain's just nothing more than what, Stephen, a byproduct of inflammation?
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Let's get rid of the pain, let's get rid of the inflammation, and let's formulate a product. And I came up with the name Erysitol with a lot of the older folks here on the island asking for a name that might work, like arthritis, Arthrotol. We had a lot of fun doing that. And then I went to the manufacturer that was actually manufacturing some similar products, but they were doing it as a food supplement. They were doing it as just a product with tablets and gum. And I didn't think that was the right way to do it. I wanted to be under the guidelines of the FDA. And I found out that I could extract CBD, and if we can dispense with the fancy word cannabidiol. By the way, Stephen, I would like all your listeners to know everybody's got that in their system. It's natural in plants. It's natural in humans. And you may have, as an analogy, one grain of sand in your body that really works with your entire, I'd like to say, your ecosystem of your body. And what we do is we load up a whole glass of sand, a glass full of sand called CBD. And when you load that up, you get some amazing things that happen. First of all, you coat all of the synaptic receptors, which is a fancy term for all the gate mechanisms in your body that transfer pain. And the rest was just trying to figure out how much oil to put in a tablet. I was approached by a number of people that do chewing gum. But people 55 and older, they don't chew gum for medicine. And then there are a lot of people that are younger, 25 through 45, athletes, people that have early arthritis and inflammation. Why not do the same thing? Are they gum chewers? I thought the easiest thing to do was to put it in a tablet, so we did. And 14 months later, we launched this product just 4 weeks ago. We're brand new. I'd like to tell everybody we're excited. We've been on national television. It works. That's sort of neat. And I can tell you that the science of erysitol is very, very simple. The best way to tell you about how it works without getting into some medical review and trying to be something fancy. Your body has millions of gate mechanisms, and the oil actually goes in through your mouth called the buccal cavity, and everything is absorbed directly in the bloodstream through smelling through the nose, inhalation, and chewing up through the cavity in the mouth and the esophagus, and that's where you have fast entry into your bloodstream. Most people, if you take capsules and swallow them, they tumble down there through the liver. The liver takes out 10, you know, whatever percentage it wants. You don't get the real deal when it goes through the liver. So we decided no capsules, no gum. We'll put it in the form of a tablet. We'll make it a mint flavor. And then I really think healthy. For you folks out there that like the issue of eating healthy, there's no gluten, there's no wheat, there's no artificial flavoring. It's 100% natural. And we found out that we could extract CBD and bypass cannabis, because you could only sell our product in 20 states, which were basically the medical marijuana states. I have nothing against medical marijuana, and I believe that it's a coming thing, and cannabis has a lot of unique medical uses. I've seen it firsthand by visiting my family out there in a medical state. We wanted to formulate a product that would ship into 50 states, and we found out that we could use CBD extracted from industrial hemp. The FDA allows it to be imported. It comes in from the United States, from Europe. It's processed here in the United States. We ship the processed CBD oil, non-psychoactive, once again, from a cultivar or a special strain of industrial hemp, and we ship it into our manufacturing plant in Maryland. It's there that the FDA laboratory approved, samples it, makes sure that there's no bacteria, no harmful products, there's no THC. And then we proceed, once that test is done, we proceed to manufacture it. And then after manufacturing, as you know, the batch is sampled again, goes back to the laboratory. And the most unique thing at this point is the control of putting the right amount of oil in a tablet. Now, for those of you folks out there, you might not want me to go any further, but this is pretty tricky. Because, you see, to put oil or powder it or whatever and be able to control the consistency along with the exact dosage of oil in a tablet is very difficult. There's only three manufacturers in the world that can do this, and I was excited because I found the manufacturer in Maryland. The one in Europe was a little too far, and the one in England was too far. But here in my backyard on the East Coast was a guy that could do it. So we worked the past 14 months to put this together, and we now have erysitol, and I have to tell you that it does not work. And I like to be, you know, most people are real salesman-y with you. One out of three people are not going to find any relief from this, but two out of three will. And if you're one out of two out of three, you're going to find erysitol is something really, it's going to be a happy day for you for inflammation and pain. Now, Stephen, I don't know how much information you have on the industry out there, but can I take everybody on a little story for a second?
Well, certainly. I wanted to ask.
Let's talk about drugs, because drugs are all toxins, in my opinion.
They are.
Anybody wants to call me on the phone, I'll give you my phone number. I'll let them call me up. I'll be happy to talk with you. We have forgotten about where we came from. We were hunter-gatherers. The same root, the tree, the bush, the flower, whatever that grew in India, in the American desert, might be in the Amazon. All of these are natural chemicals that the natives and the people of those times knew how to process. We don't know how to boil it, smash it, cook it, bake it in the sun, squeeze it. We don't know how to process it anymore. And possibly the American Indian is a favorite subject. We know that they smoke the peace pipe. Basically, it was a cannabis type herb for the most part, and they derived medical benefits from it. But we only had medical benefits that were indigenous to each individual geographic or demographic region. So I would like to say to you that the world out there is basically the chemical laboratory for Novartis and SmithKline and Eli Lilly. And all they did was go out and synthesize the whole thing. They figured out what it was. They brought it into their laboratory. And anytime you make something like that, you're putting in toxins and a whole bunch of goofy stuff. And let me bring this down to what I want to talk about. And that is, what do you buy for inflammation and pain today? It's $20, $30, $35. It's called Flexoft. It's called Joint Relief, Joint Pain. Four, five, 10 different names. But if you look on the side of the carton, it's loaded up with magnesium.
And it's got names you can't even pronounce.
And it's got enough sodium. Listen to this. I don't know why they put sodium in it, Stephen. It's got enough sodium in it to float a battleship in your bloodstream. Well, that's pretty good for a $20, $30, $40 fix for inflammation. And it does work because we all know that our bodies lose magnesium as we grow older. So why not shove some real magnesium in it? And unfortunately, the drug companies are poisoning us again, because if you look at the side effects, it's pretty exciting. Ibuprofen, 26 different reasons to think about for side effects. And if it's got an overdose paragraph. Go up to Celebrex. Now, Celebrex is really unique. For you folks that know that name, I want to pick on them for a minute. It's a great product. It's $200 a month supply. But they've got 47 different things you got to be aware of, and the major key here seems to be the liver. That's the main sponge bath there. So, guys, I have to tell you, 4 or 5 years of taking that stuff, you're going to have some things happen. And I just like the idea that this oil that we found does the same thing as that and that and that and that, but we're 100% natural with 100% composition of product.
Yeah.
And even the flavoring, the mint flavoring, is a natural mint flavoring. So that says a lot for me, my company. We're very, very regimented. I don't know all of the words to tell you, but we care. As people, as we start to put this product out, it's not a cheap product, by the way. It takes, for you listeners that really like some details, this oil costs about $16,000 to $17,000 for a kilo, and we put about $60,000 to $70,000 worth of this oil just in one batch. That means if you translate, there's 85% of each one of our tablets is CBD. That's the cost, and the other 15% is not only the other part of the tablet. That includes packaging, bottling, cotton, and whatever, lab reports, the whole manufacturing process. It's a very expensive product. We're at $160 retail for a month supply of this. And quite frankly, I came to the conclusion that we needed to do this in volume. We're a small company, but we decided to roll the product out at half price. We're going to do it for the next 12 months. We're going to do it at $79.95. It's on eBay. It's on Amazon.com. It's on national television. You can watch it on the MASH program if you still like MASH. We decided to run it in small newspapers, and we're a small company, so we can't be everywhere because it takes millions of dollars to do that. And I appreciate, by the way, Stephen, the opportunity to come on board and passionately talk about something that really works. And in summary, we don't expect anybody to try our product, because a lot of people do not, you know, they have Rx prescription cards, and they can have their drugs paid for them. We're not an Rx drug. There's no Rx prescription necessary, Stephen. All of you listeners, I'd like you to know that you can go up on erysetol.com. In fact, that's the only place you can go besides Amazon and eBay.
I put it up in the chat board already.
Okay, I appreciate you doing that. And you can see it. You can see the science. And here's what was really fun as we rolled this out. We decided that the people that would represent our product in our commercials would be real people, not paid actors. And so we put erysetol samples into that community in California, and we found a rancher, a Terry Kenning. What a great guy. He's really got it bad. He's got aches and pains. He's about 65 years old, and it just worked for him, and it worked all day and all night. And the sad part was we were held up in releasing through FDA because we are a dietary supplement. And by the way, guys, can I say something neat? We're the first company in the United States to manufacture a dietary supplement under FDA guidelines with CBD cannabidiol. And you're going to see 15, 20, you're going to see a couple dozen companies this coming year because everything in the news, South Carolina just passed the hemp bill last week. They just passed CBD. Everybody is understanding that there really is something going on. But I hate it when people say, well, you've got a miracle drug. No, I really don't. You've got the fountain of youth. No, we really don't. I don't want anybody to misunderstand that erysitol will not cure anything. Erysitol provides relief from chronic pain and inflammation. And Terry Kinney, our cowboy out in California, he was the real deal. And you can see Terry on erysitol.com. And he talks from his heart, and he tells you the way it is. I would like to backtrack just a little bit. And for you folks that are just finding out about this for the first time, we don't want anybody to go on our website and purchase something for $80 and some shipping when you don't even know if it'll work for you. So we're going to give you a free bottle. It's right there, option two on the website. We'll ship you a free one-week supply. And what's unique about it, and this is sort of interesting.
Yes. Are you there, David? Hello. Hello, David. Huh, okay. Have a little Skype issue here. All right. It shows him being on. Can you hear me at all, David? Maybe somebody doesn't want this conversation on air. I don't know. Talk about the Khazarians in the first 2 hours, and now we're talking about hemp oil. Somebody's trying to give me a clue about something, I guess. All right, I'm just going to try him again. A lot of weird stuff going on here in Skype today.
This partner?
Hello.
I have a call coming in here. Would you like some of this?
That should have been me, David. I lost your audio. I didn't know if you were talking or what, but I had to bring you back up again. Hello, can you hear me, David? This is weird. I don't know what's going on. Hello, David. Yes, I am.
Did I lose you, Stephen?
Well, I lost your audio twice. Your Skype audio just quit twice.
Well, I had somebody call in, and I tried to answer the call. I thought it was a caller. Should I answer those calls?
No, they would be calling me, not you.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, just to recap very simply.
I lost about the last 2 minutes of your whole pitch there.
Well, it's a very simple pitch. We want you to try it. We'll ship you a free bottle. Go up on the website. You can pay shipping and handling for the free week trial. It's normally $160 retail. We will get to that price in 12 months. We're going to roll it out for half price, which is $79.95. That's a monthly supply. And if you don't have an RX card, obviously you have to pay cash out of pocket. And if you have an RX card, and nobody's going to reimburse you. But you know, my body's not for sale, Stephen. And just between you and me, if I can put an all-natural product that works and get away from all the stuff that we talked about earlier, I'm just not for sale.
Yes, exactly. Well, I was going to ask you a bunch of questions. I think some of the questions. I grew up in the 70s and that, and I can remember when they would roll their propaganda programs out, and they would come to the schools and bring the reel-to-reel films.
Yeah.
Probably either CIA or government funded or something. But they would show the propaganda of trying to keep people away from marijuana and that. I bought into the illusion that pot was bad for you up until probably, I don't know, about 5 years ago, maybe. And, I started to learn, started to research, and now, I don't subscribe to that illusion anymore. But it seems here in the last couple of years, they've been trying to bring that propaganda out because so many states are legalizing marijuana. Do you see that also, David?
Yes, I do. I think it's a good thing, but you know, I'm 70 years old and I'm in a generation that really didn't want to. I was inundated with if you tried marijuana, you were going to die. Or the next step was hard drugs and so forth and so on. I've learned over the years that if you smoke marijuana, it seems like in the medical states, there's still people that want to get high and love the euphoria of it. But then versus drinking alcohol, what's the difference? You can go out, usually I think more people get killed in DUI than they do with people that are using marijuana. So I'm not going to defend it, but there are some unique comparisons. Secondly, I can't find any medical benefits in alcohol. And quite frankly, you have to be hit over the head with a sledgehammer not to understand the medical benefits that are there in medical cannabis for people. How else would a little girl go from 1,200 seizures down to 4 a month, Stephen?
Certainly. Well, there is probably one medical benefit that somebody might argue. Alcohol kills brain cells, and it lowers the diminishment for, intellectual capacity. At least that's the scientific view of it anyways, and that's the reason why it's legal, because more people die every year of alcohol than most every other drug, I think, even illegal drug, but I'm not positive.
Yeah, but you know, something magic has happened here. You have these cannabinoids, THC, and that's what you're talking about. It's really, until it's heated up, it's not psychoactive. It's called THCA, and then it becomes THC when it's rubbed or heated or so forth, and that's the euphoric effect. CBD, cannabidiol, comes from cannabis, and so does CBN, and a lot of 60 to 79, I don't know the exact number, that are involved. But here, we found that we could take CBD, and a red flag went up, and it was like a banner. We could actually extract it from another strain of pure industrial hemp, like you make rope out of,
right?
And you get the same oil. Now that's pretty amazing. And now, what I fear is the snake oil boys. You know, I was a great, I loved westerns, and when we grew up, cowboys and Indians were sort of cool. I don't think the kids watch them anymore. But remember the old guy in the wagon that was selling snake oil from town
snake
to town?
Snake oil salesman. Yep.
And they bottle the stuff up. Well, I'd like to ask everybody, I wish everybody could raise their hands and I could see them. How many of you listeners out there believe that there are natural products every day that you can take that you do not have to go to your doctor for and get an RX prescription?
Well, I've been hearing about just countless numbers of these things, David, but
there's a whole bunch of them.
Yes, there is.
Just thinking healthy and figuring out what works for you.
Yes, exactly. I've actually got a caller that wants to come in and discuss something, David.
Dave, say hi.
How you doing there?
Hey, Steven. Hi, Steven.
How are you?
Great show, great guests.
Thank you.
Nice. Yeah. I called to get the link information. I was having trouble finding it in the chat room for David Mouser's product.
Okay, it's ARISITOL.com. I popped it in there once. I can actually do it again right now.
Could you also pop it in the Skype?
Certainly.
Chat?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to trying your offer. But it may not be for me. Is it for people who are experiencing pain, or is it something you can take for other benefits, David?
Let me answer that by, I'm not going to dodge your question. I'm going to tell you what we found out. We're finding out a lot of silly stuff. You can have inflammation and pain, and your next door neighbor can have it. You can have the same arthritic condition, or you can have just inflammation. And it will work for him, and it will not work for you. And we believe that has a lot to do with the individual metabolism. For instance, you may have an A blood type, A minus, A positive. You may be a smoker, non-smoker. You may be male. You may be female. You may be overweight, underweight. Your metabolism may be completely different. And I believe that we're all very, very unique and different people. And when you start using all natural drugs that are 100% natural from nature, you're going to find what I just told you is true. Whereas if you go take a Valium or a Xanax or something manufactured by I like to call them the poison makers, but I guess the drug companies have a great place. They'll save your life. But if I'm going to take a product and I can get away from them manufacturing it, I'm going to do it. And so I have to tell you, But that makes a lot of common sense. So as far as it working for you, you got to wait and see if it works for you. And if it does, hallelujah. But let me tell you what else we found out. We've had people that have said, well, you know, it didn't work for me. I said, okay. And they said, well, you know, I'd like to get some. I said, why? I'm sleeping better than I've ever slept in my life. I said, well, we happen to know that, let me go back on this if you just joined us.
So off-label benefits.
Well, the oil goes into your receptors. They're called the synaptic cleft receptors, endo-synaptors of your central nervous system. If you were to oil a gear every day, it would run pretty good, probably last twice as long. But if you don't oil the gear, you're going to get some heat buildup, and probably we could call that inflammation if you let me say that. And then from there, you're going to get some pain. So very simply, CBD goes in and it short circuits all your gait mechanisms. It does it naturally. It doesn't hurt you. You can take a whole bottle of erysritol and you wouldn't even have diarrhea, let alone there's no known side effects. Try taking a whole bottle of ibuprofen and find out where you are in about 3 hours.
Well, certainly. Yeah, you'll be, you'll have a,
room.
Yeah.
Well, if you're lucky.
I've been saving something for you. Not only does it work for epilepsy, not only does it provide relief for inflammation, pain in the arthritis community, and not only are we finding that it reduces stress, and why wouldn't it reduce stress? Think about it. It's just common sense. And if it does that, all of a sudden researchers are getting excited. You know, the government put a couple of $1 million into GW Pharma to study it. But here's what's really exciting. One of the major medical universities just released that it inhibits the growth of 6 different cancer. And can you believe that the flagship is breast cancer? Because we all know that's a biggie. So
right.
Think about this. Here you've got a little pill tablet that is doing that. Now, I got news for you. We've all got cancer cells in our body, whether you know it or not, because it's all in our DNA.
Yes, we do.
Cancer cells, basically, they don't die. They have a favorite trick they like to do. They either decide to become malignant or benign, and you can't kill them. They actually replicate, whereas all the other cells in our body are living and dying every day. They're happy little guys, and they die, and another one's born. Well, I got news for you. I'm going to take a couple of erysritol tablets the rest of my life because I like the flavor. It gives me fresh breath in the morning. And if it has the ability in our modern research they're coming up with now to be able to inhibit the replication of a cancer cell, color me one of its biggest fans. Okay?
Supporters, yes. David, may I ask you a question?
Sure.
Okay, if someone is a consumer of marijuana and they smoke it, say, do they still need your product? Could they benefit from it?
Yeah, I've got friends that basically, I know a lot of my son's friends out in Denver. We tested erysritol there. So a lot of them, some of them had inflammation and pain. They're smoking medical cannabis for the relief of that. And it's there that we found something very unique. And that is, first of all, there are varying levels of THC, varying levels of CBD, and varying levels of CBN and all of these in each strain of marijuana. For instance, the strains called White Elephant or Blue Dream are all of the varying strains that you have. There's like 1,500 to 2,000 of them and more that are recognized. They all have lab reports. But all of the CBD and CBN elements are very, very low. They're like 0.21, 0.15, whereas we're loading up 3.0 milligrams of CBD.
So 1,000 times more and more consistent.
Yeah, we're just absolutely loading that little capsule up. So if you joined us earlier, take a grain of sand and put it in your mouth, and it won't hurt you, and see if you can taste it. But if you fill up a 16-ounce or an 8-ounce cup, heck, that's good enough for my analogy. Put that in your mouth. Yeah, you got a lot of CBD in there now, and it's really going to make a difference.
Right.
Say, David.
So they were complementary to each other.
Yeah.
Yes.
The smoke ring and the tablet.
That's exactly it. That's exactly it.
Say, David, how many milligrams are in a pill?
Each one of our tablets has 3.0 milligrams of CBD oil.
Well, okay. I guess, well, There was a question in the chat, how many milligrams should be taken a day?
Very good question. When we first started, we noticed that there was a company with chewing gum that was making a 10-milligram tablet, but they had a lot of problems, and they couldn't hold their consistency, so we figured out how to do it. But, you know, not everybody needs 10 milligrams. So we did a lot of thought processing on price point and how to market this. We tried a 5-milligram, and then we tried a 3, and here's what we found. You've got to load up your system the minute you try erysritol, so take 3 of them. That's 9 milligrams, okay? That loads up your all the parasynaptic receptors in your body, oils up all the gates, everything sort of loads up. And then each day, I would suggest you take 2, and then you can figure out if you can take 1 or 2. Because some people, Stephen, are going to be just fine on 3 milligrams a day. Some people may have a lot of inflammation. The pain follows, of course. So they're going to need 9 or 10 milligrams. So by taking 3 tablets, you can sort of self-medicate and find what? You can find your own regimen. And that makes it a price point in favor of the consumer. Because why would, since this product is very expensive, if we sold 60 tablets at 10 milligrams each, wow, now you're talking overkill, and maybe you don't need to spend that amount of money, and maybe you don't need to take that amount. So why don't you find your own regimen, which with natural products you can do. So find out if 1 or 2 a day is fine. We provide 60 tablets in a bottle, which is a 1 month supply. And we found so far in the last 7 months, remember we've done a lot of testing, and we keep getting reports that the average is about 1 or 2 a day once you load your system up. I have a couple people that are taking 3 a day because, let me give you a story about my son. He's 49 years old. I mean, I can't tell you about this. I don't have arthritis, okay? My son is from the Navy. He broke his both shoulders, broke his lower back and his ankle. He's a vet, and he's on the government program for meds. And just because his dad was making this product when he was visiting me a month ago, he said, yeah, let me try it. And he was one of the 2 out of 3 it worked for. And I was so excited about that because here's a serious person. He's a disabled vet. And here at erysritol, he's able to throw away his medicines. On our website, Stephen, that you're helping people visualize, Terry Kenny is a 65-year-old ranch owner, and he's taking all of those products and paint, and he has thrown them away. And when he ran out and we couldn't supply him anymore because all the test samples were gone, I was in a 2-week limbo of I couldn't release the product because the FDA didn't do the last testing. You've got to wait till the test before they can ship it. It's sort of frozen in time. He's calling me on the phone.
Yeah.
And he's saying, and I'm calling around to my advertising guy in California. I'm calling up to the call center out there. I'm calling up to Oregon. I'm calling my partner up in Seattle. Have you got any samples left? If anybody I've got to take care of, I've got to take care of Terry Kenny. And God bless him. I finally found 12 tablets. I FedExed them to him, and he still went a couple of days. But now he's well taken care of. I gave him a complimentary bottle, of course. And
David,
I just got to make sure that Terry's always got his erysritol.
Yeah, right.
You didn't want to part with your personal stash to give to him, did you?
I didn't have any either. I ran out.
Oh.
Let me tell you my story. I've got a unique story. I couldn't really test it. I'm about 6'5", overweight. I'm pushing 300 pounds. I'm a big guy. At 70 years old, I know what I need to do, and so we'll try to push away from the table. But I did not have a way to measure inflammation or pain. I sleep very well. I got walking pneumonia for 5 weeks at Christmas, and on January the 2nd, one day after New Year's, I was developing bronchitis, and I was hacking and coughing. And any of you listeners that know that when your lungs become inflamed, they burn.
Oh, I know that.
Not after an hour. I went in the office. I got a home office. That's where I live. I popped out 4 of those babies. and I chewed them up. You can believe me if you want to. I have no reason to say anything different. In less than 1 hour, not even an hour, and I didn't even really measure, but in less than an hour, my lungs no longer burned. I took them every day, 2 and 3 a day. I went over my regimen, but I just wanted to make sure. And 3 weeks later, as I got rid of it all and got rid of the walking pneumonia, and I took steroids, I was in bad shape with the walking pneumonia at my age, but a erysipelas flat out works. And I'm so excited that I can finally say, I know. Everybody else around me for 6-7 months would say, yeah, this is great. And I'm excited, you know. I know we've got something that works. And we've got a product that works. How many people can say that?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not a
David, possible. Have you considered the liquid form of the CBD?
Well, let me tell you about the competition, because they're friends of mine. Cybex is out there. That's a new one that's on the market. It's a tincture, a liquid. You put drops underneath your tongue every day. Dixie X. Tripp's a good friend of mine in Colorado. He owns Dixie Elixir. He was the one that was on 60 Minutes. That's another reason, as I watched people market this stuff, I thought, well, you know, I can do this. That's a tincture where you put it underneath your tongue, and it's a liquid form. There's Can Chew. They make gum. So you chew it in a gum form. And I believe there's a new one coming to the marketplace. I don't know the name. I have to tell you, there'll be a whole bunch of new names by the end of the year. But I don't believe that that's the way to do it. People, as I said earlier, Stephen, you don't chew gum at 50, 60, 70 years old to get relief.
Well, a lot of people with dentures can't chew gums anyways, though, David.
Think of the appliances. Right. I'm not going to wake up every day and go get an eyedropper and stick it underneath my tongue. That's just not friendly.
Sure.
I've got erysipelas by my bed. I wake up in the morning. I reach over. It's got a neat spearmint flavor. I chew up 2 of them. I've got clean breath even before I get to the toothbrush. And that's the way I do it. And I suggest everybody either put it by the bedside at night in the morning or stick it by the toothbrush, because the worst thing in the world is I don't really take medicines well sometimes. I've got 2 medicines I take. May I share with you all? You all out there probably have some medicines you take. Sometimes I don't take them. Like, I know that I'm going to take Advair because I've got asthma. So if I don't do the puffer, I've got a problem in about 12 hours. But when you've got a little bit high blood pressure, sometimes if you don't take that pill, you don't even know. So you know you got to take the Advair. But sometimes we forget to take our pills. And so I knew I was going to do the same thing even with my own product. So I thought, I'll stick you next to the bed, and that's what works for me.
Right. So it's much more convenient in the tablet form.
Oh, absolutely correct. And the tablets dissolve. You can they're like a lozenge. You can chew them up because they're firm, or you can put them underneath your tongue and just let them dissolve.
Let them dissolve, huh?
Yeah. Yep. Goes right into the bloodstream. It's very fast.
Yes, it does. Underneath the tongue is supposedly one of the best ways to get something into your bloodstream quickly.
Well, we all know that, you know, inhaling is number one. The buccal cavity in the mouth is 1A.
Yep.
All the linings of the mouth underneath the tongue, the esophagus, the upper and lower. And when you're infusing it into your body, that's really the neat way to take any natural product. And I believe that any type of capsule or anything you swallow into the stomach obviously goes through the liver, and you lose a little bit of the strength. Not that it won't do the same job, but I just don't like delivering natural products through the liver, because the liver has a tendency to churn things up. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it changes, alter the chemistry somehow.
Sometimes it does.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. I wanted to, well, we've only got about 5 minutes left here, David. I think the owner of the network wants to do something, or somebody has something at the beginning of the hour. So this hour's flown by pretty quick here, but we got just 5 minutes to go.
Well, I've had a great time with you all. I'm so excited to be able to tell people
same
about
here, David.
Erysipelas. It's really an amazing thing for me.
Well, I want to keep you on after I drop the studio, because You said yesterday you were going to set me up with a sample or whatever, and I want to give this a try because I've had I've had rheumatoid arthritis for 23 years now, and I'm ready to do something alternatively, other than the pharmaceuticals that I've been doing for 23 years.
Well, I'll tell you what, I will certainly help you and everybody out there. I don't have any other way to dispense the free bottle except through the website. So if you all will, it's shipped from a company that's automated, totally automated. It just ships directly from Southern California, from Medallion. We have an 800 line that you can call in up in Oregon, but you don't need to do that. Just go to the website, fill out your credit card. You're going to be charged shipping and handling for it. The bottle is a $40 bottle. It's free. It's compliments of me, compliments of our company. See if it works. If it does, you're going to have to take time and go back on the website, and you're going to have to order yourself a bottle. And I suggest everybody, you know, auto ship was a bad thing over the years because people took advantage of you. Everybody that's buying a erythritol from us now is auto shipping because if it works, you do not want to be without it, okay? You do not want to go without it.
Well, I can't wait to try it, David, so I thank you very much for your product and your efforts.
Well, I thank you for giving it a try. And I will probably personally call you because when I was younger, I always wanted to call my customers and find out if things were okay. And I believe I believe in that still today. I'm an old guy, and I believe it's old-fashioned, but I'll have your phone number.
Well, you got my Skype contact request.
Yep, but I'll fish out a phone number from everybody that gets a free bottle in the next 30 to 60 days. And if it takes me all week to return calls, I'm going to follow up. I'm going to find out. I want to know how you liked it, what it did. Did you sleep forever? What happened? I just need to know.
Terrific.
Just Stephen, thank you very much for having me on your show today. This is the first time I've ever been on Skype. I don't even know if you can see me, but I'm learning how to use it.
Well, I've just got your picture up on there. That's all I have.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. Yeah. And anybody out there that's got any questions, just write me, David Mouser, Mouser, at erythritol.com. I will write you back.
Good deal.
Very good. Good enough. Yeah. The studio wanted me to let them know when I was done, and we'll be done here in just a minute or so. I don't know if anybody can hear me, but I put it in the Skype chat there, so I think somebody wants to take care of that dead air after I'm done. But
there's a website out there that's very important, Stephen. It's called ICOMR, I-C-O-M-R. It stands for the International Cannabidol Organization of Manufacturers and Research.
Yeah.
All of the breaking news is like a ticker tape going streaming across the top of that page. It's got all the manufacturers, all the products. We're there. My friends are there that are in this business. Go up there and put that on your iPhone. Put it on your computer. If you want to find out what CBD is doing, you can certainly go into Google and do all that stuff. But
ICOM.what?
ICOM.R, ICOM.org.
O-R-G, okay.
Yeah, I-C-O-M, ICOM.
ICOM.org.
And then R.org. And that's going to be a really great site for anybody listening here that thinks, you know, gee whiz, is this stuff marijuana? No. Is it psychoactive? No. What is CBD? It'll tell you all about that.
Yep.
Figure it out. It's a lot of fun.
Okay. Well, I thank you once again, David. And 808 Free and Awake, thank you for coming in.
Hey, my pleasure.
Let me stay on the line with you, Stephen, and thank you personally as we get off the air.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to go order the product, so I'm out of here, guys. Thanks very much.
All right, thanks.
Good luck.
Bye.
All right, everyone at Revolution Radio and PSN Radio and CancelCabal.com. Thank you very much for coming out. I'll have another guest next Sunday. Hopefully Hawk or somebody will take the studio because I'm letting it go right now. So see everyone next Sunday. Thank you.